better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
An explosive new account from former National Security Advisor John Bolton that could undercut the president's case.
Bombshell report upending the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Bolton drops the bombshell in an unpublished manuscript for his forthcoming book.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
John Bolton right now isn't negotiating testimony. He's negotiating the size of his advance.
Nothing in what we've seen so far, and it's simply just leaked parts of this transcript, has changed the basic facts of what we're talking about. It's amazing to me, again, how we're having selective leaks at this point in time. It's always coming up at a moment in which, frankly, there's seemingly their case is the weakest.
I do think, though, there is a coordinated Democratic strategy to try to have these time release fuses go off at various intervals.
That NSC needs to be completely removed from the White House and quarantined on the other side of the Potomac River somewhere until they can find out where the leaks are coming from.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I'm here because Senator Sanders has actually committed to breaking up ICE and CBP. Organizing is about tipping people off if you start to see that ICE and CBP are in communities to try to keep people safe.
It's an extremely stupid statement made by somebody I never considered real smart anyways. 9 out of 10 of everybody ICE arrested last year was a convicted criminal or pending criminal charges. She's one of these Democrats keep saying, no one's above the law. The president is above the law. We need to impeach the president because he's not above the law. But apparently illegal aliens are above the law.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Today Israel has taken a giant step toward peace. Prime Minister Netanyahu informed me that he is willing to endorse the vision as the basis for direct negotiations with the Palestinians, a historic breakthrough.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Michael Bloomberg is accusing the President of the United States today of affecting the climate, causing tornadoes, hurricanes, presumably the add the spot was created before the earthquake today in the Caribbean. So that's that. I guess it'll be updated for the Super Bowl. Is there anything Donald Trump can't do? And before we go any further, there's breaking news from the halls of academe, the Ivy League. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of Harvard University, whose motto is Veritas, the truth. Harvard scientists charged with lying about ties to Chinese university. Two Chinese nationals accused of economic espionage. Federal prosecutors today arrested a renowned Harvard University scientist at his office for allegedly lying about his links to a Chinese university. Charles Lieber, chair of the university's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, is charged with one count of making a materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statement, the U.S. attorney from Massachusetts said. He's going to be held pending a hearing on Thursday. I looked him up, Charles Lieber. You know what he's, you know, they list his personal life, you know, like they do on all the Wikipedia listings. He lives in Lexington, Massachusetts, north of Cambridge, and that's a very radical, chic community. That's where Jonathan Gruber, one of the architects of Obamacare, the one who bragged about fooling the American people about Obamacare, and they were too stupid to realize they were having their health care gutted. He's a neighbor of Jonathan Gruber's, Mr. Lieber is. Do you know what he's famous for in Lexington? He grows giant pumpkins. Yes.
Hey, giant. Howie, is it fair to say that Charles Lieber is a gifted storyteller?
Again, he's not that gifted if they've indicted him for lying, right? I mean, how gifted can he be? But the ironic thing is, Grace, have you ever heard of the Pumpkin Papers?
I have not.
The Pumpkin Papers. I had to look them up because my history was a little fuzzy. I knew it was Whitaker Chambers, the ex-communist, and Alger Hiss, the communist that brought Richard Nixon to the national spotlight in the late 40s, early 50s. Alger Hiss was this communist in the State Department. Nothing much has changed, in other words, at Foggy Bottom in all these years. And he was giving papers that he had purloined from the State Department to Whitaker Chambers before he switched sides and became an ex-communist. And you know where Whitaker Chambers used to hide the papers that Alger Hiss gave him to give to the Soviet spies?
Where?
In a hollowed-out pumpkin. So I have to assume the feds are going to Dr. Lieber's pumpkin patch in Lexington, Massachusetts, and looking inside those giant pumpkins, some of which weigh up to 1,700 pounds, Grace. 1,700-pound pumpkins.
Those pumpkins start to smell really bad on the inside if you hollow them out.
Yeah. Do you know how I wonder if he's selling his pumpkin technology to the Red Chinese, Dr. Lieber. Anyway, Grace, you've got your own news. I always love it when a Red is arrested in Harvard Square.
I don't blame you, Howie. Okay, so I really wanted to show you how I think you would get a kick out of some of these tweets. Obviously, that clip of Don Lemon, which we had first for you yesterday.
Yes, thank you, Grace. I congratulated you on catching it. Catching it first.
Yes, and I should offer my congratulations to Newsbusters because that's where I get a lot of my stuff. But people were tweeting it, and I was reading some of the tweets, and they were so funny. And so I want to read you some of these, Howie. So keep in mind, these are all tweets in response to the clip of Don Lemon, Rick Wilson, and the guy whose name, what is his name? Ali.
He's one of the founders of Al Jazeera TV.
Okay.
What a shock. Huh?
So
he doesn't like Americans very much, at least us boomer rubes.
So here's one of the replies from Cliff Sims. He says, the at real Donald Trump, so Donald Trump campaign, should trim this clip down a bit so it can be a 60-second ad and air it in swing states. The president will be reelected in a landslide. Mm-hmm. Another guy says,
you know what, Grace, that's a good point. I mean, you know, he's budgeted $10 million for the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
I mean, all he has to do is say, this is what they think of all of us.
Right.
And then just play 60 seconds. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this ad. Back to the game.
This was my favorite tweet, Howie. It says, Rick Wilson just gave Trump's campaign an ad that's more valuable than all of his $7,500 Lincoln Project spots against GOP senators combined. And another person says, I find the CNN clip kind of endearing because now they're just like, well, no one's even watching us, so we can do whatever.
Yeah.
That part is true. I don't think that they thought this was going to get picked up because, you know, it's the tree in the forest theory.
Yeah, one of the texters said to me when we were talking about this last hour, you know, why doesn't some rich conservative come in and buy CNN because they can't be making much money? But I think their economic model doesn't really depend on having large numbers of viewers. I mean, they have, as long as they can keep the monopolies in the foreign countries, CNN International, the airports, and the emergency rooms and probably some other places. I was taking a plane from Boston to Florida a couple of weeks ago, Grace, and the waiting area was getting crowded, and I had to sit in front of one of those TVs with CNN on, and it was turned up. I said, I can't take it. I can't take 15, 20 minutes of this. I stood up and went over to the other side. I'd rather stand up than have to sit and listen to Don Lemon or Anderson Cooper or any of those Bendel stiffs.
Well, it's funny because I was flying back from Palm Beach to Boston, which, Howie, as you know, is painful enough in itself when you're leaving sunny Florida to come back to Boston. And then I'm going to get a snack in one of the little concession places. And they have the TV on, and like you said, full volume, as if it's not bad enough when they're just playing it and you have to glaze your eyes over it. But now they're blasting it when I'm just trying to buy a water.
Yeah. You're right. I don't, when I'm walking by there, I don't even want to see those guys. I don't even want to see the CNN Chiron up there. But, you have to do it.
But, Howie, you know what? When I was, I remember because I tweeted about it when I was leaving, I was watching it and someone said something like, oh, this, you know, I don't know if this is going to be a win for Democrats. And I thought that's code for, that's almost like this hasn't moved the needle. It's code for this is going well for Republicans. But Howie, before we go to break,
Republicans weaponize low ratings for impeachment drama.
Oh, well, now they're saying
bombshells. Republicans pounce on bombshells not exploding.
Howie, now they're since Donald Trump tweeted out the Don Lemon thing, now the headline is Donald Trump attacks Don Lemon for mocking Trump supporters.
He seizes on it.
Right. Exactly.
He pounced.
Howie, when we get back, I really want to talk about this breaking news from today about some of the DNC has put up some committee members that Bernie Sanders and his campaign are not happy about. His supporters are fuming, apparently. And you'll understand why when I tell you who those people are. A lot of familiar names, Howie, and I think you could maybe tell us some anecdotes about some of those committee members. But I have to let everyone know that Grace's News is sponsored by the Nauset Beach Inn. Last week's Cheap Bastard deal was so successful. I think it was 2 weeks ago. The Nauset Beach Inn is offering ocean view rooms for just $100 for the entire month of April. I don't think it's the entire month anymore. I'll have to check back with them because I know that they sold out of a lot of those rooms. But go to NausetBeachInn.com and click on special offers. That's N-A-U-S-E-T BeachInn.com. An ocean view at a price you can afford.
We had a prep school pervert in northern Massachusetts a few years ago, and he went by the moniker of Pumpkin or Pumpkin Man. And people are wondering if this is the reincarnation of Pumpkin Man.
Why did they call him Pumpkin Man? Do we want to know? Or is it not suitable for...
Some questions are better left unasked, Grace.
I'm asking you a question I do not want the answer to.
I'll just say this, Grace. He had a rate card.
A what card?
A rate card for his perversions.
Oh, wow. You prep schools, man.
This was not my prep school. We had a few problems, but nothing. We had no pumpkin men operating on the grounds of Deerfield Academy. And but look up Pumpkin Man if you want. And so far as we know, there is no connection between Pumpkin of Lexington and Pumpkin of Andover.
Oh, by the way, Howie, it's a great day for people to get on the chump line. I don't know if Pumpkin Man is giving them any inspiration, but if you want to call in, 844-500-4242, press 2 for the chump line. Brandon is waiting patiently for your funny, pithy, short messages.
He raises giant pumpkins, and now he's in a giant amount of trouble. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call today to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you concerned about the coronavirus?
No, I'm not.
33% say they are.
33%? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an update on the Harvard professor who was arrested today by the feds. Dr. Pumpkin, we're going to call him. Dr. Pumpkin, 60, appeared uncertain where to sit when he was escorted into court on Tuesday, his ankles shackled and his wrists cuffed behind his back. Isn't that a heartwarming word picture? A Harvard professor, ankles shackled, wrists cuffed behind his back. He wore a faded navy blue polo shirt. Shouldn't it have been orange, Grace?
Hey, some people like how they look in navy.
Tucked into cargo pants and skimmed through a 17-page affidavit detailing the heinous allegations against him.
Boomer okay. Rubes are often uncomfortable in court.
If you're a tenured professor at Harvard, I don't think you meet the CNN criteria of being a boomer rube, Taylor. I think he would have been chuckling with Don Lemon and Rick Wilson or whatever that guy, and Ali, the three people who were laughing at all of us Boomer Rubes or Rube Boomers. Okay, Grace, what else have you got? You got some people that are trying to put the shiv into Bernie again?
Yeah, again, this is the sequel. This is Get Bernie Sanders, the sequel.
Weekend at Bernie's, part two.
He's getting backstabbed again. Sanders supporters fume as Clinton allies named to key Dem convention committees. So supporters, this is from Fox News, supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders' White House bid and some DNC committee members are frustrated with some initial appointments made by Tom Perez. Here are some of the names.
Tom Perez, the guy who thinks that George Wallace was a Republican.
Yeah, Tom Perez.
He's a rube. I don't think he's a boomer. He's as dumb as a boomer rube, as CNN would put it. But that's neither here nor there, I guess. Go ahead.
Their frustrations come after Perez named former Representative Barney Frank of Massachusetts, who was a surrogate for Hillary Clinton in 2016, as a co-chair of the convention's Rules Committee. And Perez picked John Podesta, another famous name, who served as Clinton's 2016 campaign
manager.
John
Podesta? The guy who was hacked by the Russians because he gave up his password at a fishing expedition?
Yeah, and honestly, I am on Bernie Sanders' side on this one. It just seems like you're really going to screw this guy again.
Wait a second. They were writing, can we get out that Bernie Sanders is a Jew? Remember that? Remember those emails?
Yeah.
This will really get the hillbilly. I think they use the word hillbillies, too. I mean, this is, you know, this thing on CNN, this is nothing new. This is the way they felt about us for a very long time. They said this will get the hillbillies all riled up.
And Howie, just quoting again from this Fox News piece, it says, and DNC committee member Yasmin Tybe, who backed Sanders in 2016 but remains neutral this cycle, told The Hill that there's a very small number of appointments of allies to Senator Sanders. And she also said, oh, this is the national co-chair.
Now that I think about Podesta, they were also laughing about how dumb Catholics were. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was another thing they were doing.
And Howie, national co-chair Nina Turner slammed the appointments as an embarrassment and a slap in the face in an interview with the progressive online news channel Status Quo. I think that this is a slap in the face. It seems like they're not even trying to hide that this is not going to be fair yet again. And you would think that because of how it went for them the first time with Hillary, that maybe they would say, you know what? Yeah. Let's go with the will of the people this time. Let's let the Democrats decide.
Well, didn't a poll just come out saying that 53% of Bernie supporters said if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, they're not going to vote for him? They're not going to, maybe some of them aren't going to vote for Trump, but they're just not going to vote for anybody.
They've been very vocal about that. Bernie Sanders or Bernie Bros or Bernie Babes, whatever you want to call them, have been very, very open about the fact that if they don't get their pick this time, they're either going to vote for Trump or, like you said, they're going to sit it out. And I don't know how a Democrat plans on winning without that huge chunk of the vote.
All right. We'll be right back. I've got one more segment before I turn the show over to Taylor and Grace for the afternoon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know that you're not running, but do you ever feel the urge that, like, I could beat him if I were? Or, like, I wish I'd, you know.
Yeah, I certainly feel the urge because I feel like the 2016 election was really an odd time and an odd outcome. And the more we learn, the more that seems to be the case. But I'm going to support the people who are running now and do everything I can to help elect the Democratic nominee.
What does she mean, the more we learn? She's still invested in this Russian collusion hoax that she paid money for through various cutouts. How many cutouts did she use? She used the DNC, Perkins Coie Law Firm, Fusion GPS. All the money is like being funneled around before it goes to Christopher Steele to allegedly solicit information, fake information from Russians, although he probably just made up most of it. 844, that's this new documentary about Hillary Clinton. She still wants to run for president. 844-500-4242. The name of the pumpkin man, I just looked it up, is David Cobb. He was he served 11 years for his perversions. I wonder how long the new pumpkin man, the Harvard professor who's charged with lying about his connections to Chinese espionage agents, is going to get. 11 years seems like a long time, even for a perv. He taught it at Phillips Andover Academy. I believe that's where Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, went. I wonder if Christopher Wray was one of Pumpkin Man's students in English back in the day, back in the 60s and the 70s. 844-500-4242. Let's play. I want to play the cut of Pam Bondi. I thought this was the one best cut of the day yesterday. This is the former Attorney General of Florida. And she's pointing out how many government agencies, politicians, and media outlets were appalled by the fact that that the crackhead son of the vice president was collecting all these tens of thousands of dollars every month from this shady Ukrainian fuel provider. Cut number six.
The House managers talked about the Bidens of Burisma 400 times, but they never gave you the full picture. But here are those who did. The United Kingdom Serious Fraud Unit. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent. Chris Hines, the ABC White House reporter. ABC, Good Morning America, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Ukrainian law enforcement, and the Obama State Department itself. They all thought there was cause to raise the issue about the Bidens and Burisma. Now the House managers might say, without evidence, that everything we just have said has been debunked, that the evidence points entirely and unequivocally in the other direction.
But it doesn't. To which Joe Biden responded on the campaign trail in Iowa, I suppose. Cut seven.
The president's defense team brought up your son and his work with Burisma. They said it raised eyebrows the world over.
Thanks so much, guys.
Are you kidding me?
We gotta go. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? No, no one's kidding you. So,
Biden, that reporter should have looked back at Joe Biden and said, "Not a joke. Not a joke." I'm serious, man.
Yeah. No, no, Mr. Vice President, it's not funny, ha-ha. It's funny, peculiar, how this, how your son was getting all this money. So here's Biden's second response to what's going to happen in the upcoming campaign. Cut 20.
So, folks, but you know, as much as he's trying to destroy me and my family, I hope I've demonstrated I can take a punch. And if I'm one nominee, he's going to understand what punches mean.
Take that. Take that. Sounded like, how many push-ups can you do, too, Mr. President?
It sounded like Biden's been hitting the punch. He was. Did you hear him slurring there?
He sounded punch drunk for a long time. He does sound like somebody who's, a prize fighter who's just got his skull knocked around a little too much in the ring.
And if I'm a nominee, I am going to punch him.
I'm going to go after the Ku Klux Klan. That's another one of them. Ku Klux Klan. And he said this on over the weekend. We can't find the cut, but it's being reported.
The Ku Klux Klan.
The Ku Klux Klan. He said over the weekend at some black church in Des Moines that he comes out of black churches. That he didn't go to the traditional northeastern Roman Catholic churches like you would expect that he is, being middle class Joe. He comes out of black churches, but then he also was the first white student at Delaware State, as you recall, and he hung around with Corn Pop, the thug. And so this is the latest thing. We're still looking for that. There's new stuff all the time. 844-500-4242. And again, I'll be leaving after the next segment. I'm going to the Celtics game tonight in Miami against the Miami Heat. And I'm turning it over to the capable hands of Grace and Taylor. They'll be handling it, and the video feed will be switching back to Boston when I leave at the next break. 844-500.
Howie, what? I couldn't find the recent black church comment that Joe Biden made, but he did make a comment one time with Al Sharpton saying that he was raised in the black church.
Oh, okay. So this is just a repeat. Do you have it?
This was back in June, yes.
Okay.
You're saying to them you understand the feeling.
I do understand the feeling. Look, I, as you know, Rev, you know about me in Delaware. I came up in that community. I came up in the black church. I came up because that's where we sit down to organize, to go out and march.
He came up in the black church before he went to Delaware State as the first white student. At the same time, he was playing football for a Division I school, University of Delaware. Even though there's no record of it, he, you know, hey, it's one of those things. Just some things are recorded, some things aren't. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, Howie. You know, I'm very concerned that nothing is really going to come out of Durham and Barr. Because of this one reason, Mr. Barr has already passed twice on indicting James Comey. So I have no faith in the process. I'm afraid our DOJ is broken. Thanks, Ali. I love you. Take care.
I think the DOJ is broken, but sometimes I think that they don't want to indict because they don't think it's a slam dunk case. The feds have a 95-98% conviction rate, and they want to keep it there. And you're in this the beltway where 94% of the people who voted cast ballots for Hillary Clinton. It's going to be hard to get a jury to convict somebody even as crooked as James Comey, because that's the nature of the population. They're all deep state, made members or associates of the deep state. I think that's what it's all about. I'm hopeful that they're going to indict them. When Durham indicts, he's going to indict in Connecticut. I'd rather have him tried in Connecticut than in the Beltway. That's for sure. Even though Connecticut is sort of a blue state. But I think you'd be more likely to get a fair trial, i.e. a conviction in the Nutmeg State than in, Montgomery County, Maryland, or actually inside D.C. Thanks for the call. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie. I just want to say that it's really sad that the bitter, angry, phony Mitt Romney cares more about criticizing our president than he cares about helping the American people, which President Trump is doing every day. And we're looking forward in New Jersey to seeing him soon.
Yeah, it's going to be tonight, right? I mean, they give out 150,000 tickets, I heard now? I mean, not that many people can get in. It's like it holds 8,000 people.
7,500, I think, spots. And there's like literally thousands and thousands of people got turned away. But they'll be there outside, I guess.
Yeah. Right, they got the big screen set up. They can watch it on the Jumbotrons or whatever you call those screens. Yeah. Could they've been talking the last few days. Is there any way that Trump could take New Jersey in the fall?
Well, in the last election, Howie, he came within like 11 points. He only lost by 11 points in the whole state. And I know, we have Jeff Van Drew who switched parties. And there are a lot of people who obviously, like the rest of the country, are for him but won't say it much. So there is a chance. I'd say there's an outside chance.
Yeah. That would be great, wouldn't it? I guess Bush carried New Jersey in 1988. It's been a long time, but, anything can happen, especially when he's got, 30%, 30-35% of the black vote, according to the latest polls, maybe even higher among Hispanics. And, they've elected Republicans. Chris Christie, I guess, you might call him a rhino, but he was elected twice to clean up Democrat messes. And that's what Trump is doing. He's cleaning up a national Democrat mess as opposed to a mess in Trenton. Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave. Oh, okay. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, just to circle back to that topic of the leaked DNC emails where they were trying to put the fix in on Bernie. I was even worse as you described, because it was a conversation between Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a CFO of the DNC who represented a Southern Protestant church. His intention was, I believe, was to try and find out about Bernie being an atheist. And he said in that email, he said, the only thing that my people like less than an atheist or less than a Jew is an atheist.
I think you're right. I do recall that. All those slurs, they just kind of ran together at the time, you know? I mean, they were just down on everybody that wasn't one of them. You know what I mean? So much for celebrating diversity. So much for the big tent. So much for the tolerance, John. Right?
Elizabeth Warren tried to show this fake outrage about them trying to fix it. Yet, if you remember back when she ran against Brown, they had four good progressive candidates that wanted to run against her in the primary. She made sure not one of them ran. She ran unopposed. So people forget that. It's another part of her phony resume.
Yeah, I remember one of the ones that she drove out was an immigration lawyer who had impeccable liberal credentials, and Elizabeth Warren was just a fake in every way, and she just came in and they just shouldered this woman aside, just like they shouldered the lawyer aside in the Markey Kennedy race this year. I think her name was Reardon Lease, and she thought it was on the level until she comes into those against those money guys, and she sees what the Democrats are all about. They're about big money. Thanks for the call, John, and thanks for reminding me of all that. That's a good thing to look up. WikiLeaks Podesta and Catholics, Jews. Just look that up, and you'll see a whole. You'll have your recollection refreshed as about what these people were all about. After the break, I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ian in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Howie Carr Show. I'm Grace Curley. I'm in the big chair right now, but Taylor and I will be co-hosting the rest of the show here. We've got a lot to talk about. Impeachment is still going on. It's a bit of a snooze, but it's gotten a little bit better since Trump's defense is up there. People like Alan Dershowitz, Ken Starr, you know, or as Joe Scarborough called them, a confederacy of dunces, right? The brightest legal minds probably in the country, but Joe Scarborough thinks.
Chuck Todd called Ken Starr a bank robber.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Tons of name throwing going around.
So much respect for the opposite view. So tolerant, you might say. But so there's some Republicans who are going to let us down. Mitt Romney's obviously a rhino. He's not going to stand tall or anything like that. But someone who's very tough and very impressive and very smart is Ted Cruz. And he was having a back and forth, I think this was yesterday, Taylor, with some reporters. And one of the exchanges was so strange. Let's play cut 9.
The president, I think, had an obligation to investigate corruption that potentially extended to the very highest levels of government.
Senator, over those 2 hours, none of the president's attorneys mentioned one single possible crime that Hunter or Joe Biden are accused of. Basically, what they said was Hunter Biden got a job. That was vice president. If that's a crime, I mean, shouldn't half of your children be in prison?
My children are 9 and 11. And I'm sorry that you want to throw a 9-year-old in prison. Wow. But at this point, my third grader plays basketball and softball at her school. So stop playing the nasty. No, stop playing the nasty Washington game.
I'm sorry, that's not nasty Washington game. Senator.
Attacking a 9-year-old?
Senator, I have no idea.
All right.
That's the best part. He says, Senator, I had no idea what age your kids were. Then why are you making that point if you have no idea what age his kids are? And I love how he says that there's Hunter and Joe. There's no crimes they've committed. There's no crimes President Trump has committed. And this is why we're doing the entire impeachment sham. And yet we can't bring up Joe and Hunter.
It's funny how they're able to use the presumption of innocence idea for the left, but they can't apply that same standard to anybody that's aligned with Trump.
Well, Taylor, and I'm embarrassed I even have to tell you this, but no one's above the law.
Au contraire. We can get into that a little bit later as well.
There's plenty of people who are above the law. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, the list goes on and on. And there were so many good cuts. I want to get to those a little later after we do the Trump line in the next segment. I'm very impressed, Taylor. I don't know about you. I'm very impressed with some of these Republicans. Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan. They just seem to be, they're not falling for it anymore. They're not falling for the game where they play nice and they get, what's a nice way of putting this, played by the Democrats. Now they're realizing we got to play tough too because they're not being fair.
Right. No, this has been the entire game that the Democrats have been playing for a long time, and they've gotten really good at it. And now the Republicans have been woken up by Trump, who never subscribed to any similar sport that anybody's playing in Washington. He's playing by his own set of rules, and they say, all right, this guy knows how to get things done, and he's subverting every single thing that he can in order to get his policies out there and accomplished. And they've finally glommed on to his way of thinking.
They always said he couldn't do it. He wasn't a politician. He didn't understand how it worked, and he did it. Grace and Taylor filling in for Howie. This is the Howie Carr Show.